This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Now.
The Brett Mega Show.
Let's hear it.
All right, happy Tuesday. It is the Brett Mega Show. I know a lot of people still in cleanup mode from that tornado. We talked a lot about it yesterday, of the buildings that were just completely destroyed, and the city is in recovery mode. It's just like a reminder to people, as the tornadoes hit on Friday and those news cycles start to die off and we start to get quote-unquote back to normal, those repairs in people's homes will take years sometimes to repair. Mm-hmm. Like in businesses trying to collect that insurance money, collect their life back up and get their business going again. It is a long, long recovery as the stories start to fade out. Those recovery process does not fade. It's still a long process.
Well, even last night there were more storms.
Yeah,
there was
a
confirmed tornado out in Washington, Missouri. So it still wasn't stopping. I know I didn't go to bed till past midnight because I felt like every time I'd close my eyes, I'd wake up and then the news would be like, the tornado's right outside your house. I'm like, what? But I don't think there was any damage, but there was this really big line last night that was heading right back towards the city. So they were nervous that the city was going to get hit twice.
Again. Yeah.
Hail again.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Terrible thunderstorm. So just the weather has just been absolutely awful. And I think it's supposed to rain again
coming it's kind of on and off today.
Like
there's another band
storms.
Of showers from 1 to 6.
Yeah. So. As those stories start to die off, just remember that their recovery process is still in full effect. How was your day besides not sleeping, Hannah?
Other than that, I was pretty busy. I still haven't unpacked from KC when we went last week. And so that was giving me raging anxiety.
Because you're someone who does unpack. AB just lives out of her suitcase in her kitchen.
Yeah. So
is in the kitchen? Where's it at, AB?
Yeah, it's in the kitchen. Because I've been out of town every single weekend this month, and I'm going back out of town this weekend, so I'm like, why would I unpack anything?
So you just leave it and go?
Yeah.
Wow.
You could get a snack and a new t-shirt as you're
I'm being efficient.
Yes.
Everything you need. It makes more sense when you travel a lot.
Right.
Yeah. Everything you need in one spot at AB's house.
There you go.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
So my dog's name is Bear, so when I saw a cute story about a bear, you guys already know, I was all over that. But out in San Diego, their Humane Society recently took in a 2-month-old black bear cub, and unfortunately, they were having problems locating the bear's mommy. But do not worry, because the workers at the Humane Society are trying to do everything they can to make the little bear cub feel as comfortable as possible. So they bought a Halloween costume of a black bear, and the workers have been imitating The moms.
What? Like that works?
They're dressing up as a bear.
Yes.
Really?
But they're I think it's so sweet that they're even trying to like make the bear feel comfortable and like its mommy is still there. That is so sweet.
Do you think
I don't want to be the person in the costume. Right.
I'm just curious what the bear cub is thinking. Like, do you think the bear cub likes it or is like, these idiots?
Or he's like, I'm on to you.
Yeah, these fools.
He might just be like feeding into it.
Like, I have to do it for them. I gotta like play. Oh, it's so cute, guys. You look ridiculous in this costume.
I'm excited for when the real mommy comes back and then they can like gang up on this fake person. But regardless, I think it's so sweet.
This good news is brought to you by Together Credit Union. Give back to get more, introducing the St. Louis Zoo debit card exclusively at Together Credit Union.
The polls are open.
Poll today on the Brett Maga Show. They say 1 in 5 people check their email at least 20 times a day. Over under 5 for you. 20 seems like an extreme.
20 does seem quite outrageous. I would think I'm probably right smack dab in the middle at 10.
Oh, so
over 5, but under 20. I'd say 10.
Yeah, I think I'm in about that same ballpark.
The 10?
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I check it in the morning. I recheck it. You know, I'm
constantly
because
I send Kevin a million emails.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you know, we're kind of connected to that. And then in the afternoon, I double check it again, too, because we're looking at what's coming into tomorrow and, you know, what's coming. So yeah, I'm probably close to 20.
Do you have the notifications, Hannah, on your phone?
I do. So I'll check it when I get a notification.
Kevin,
sometimes.
I don't. No,
right?
I don't.
AB don't, too. Okay.
I feel like I probably check it 5 times.
Is like that's your number?
Yeah.
Do you have specific times? I know that there are people that have like specific like, all right, 10 o'clock, it's email check time. 2 o'clock, email check time.
I feel like it's mostly all 5 times in the morning during the show.
Oh, and then you go home and not check it?
Yeah.
Wow. Good for you.
Yeah, good for you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I have the notifications pop up, so if I get an email, I'm pretty responsive. Which is probably not a good thing, but slash a good thing. I don't know. I don't know what it is anymore because I feel like I'm on top of things.
Well, I'd be scared to not have the notifications on.
But then, yeah, like I'm.
I don't want to know when I'm getting an email.
I don't need to know.
The polls are open.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
I'll read a headline that's trending, and then Hannah either tells me keep it moving or tell me more. A lot of guesses on this headline. Netflix most streamed TV shows of all time. Hannah, do you want to keep it moving or do you want to know?
No, definitely want to know. This has been like a heated thing.
I have another guess, and it's Stranger Things.
All right. I'm going to keep it moving because that's what I heard Hannah say. So
no,
I'm joking.
No.
Stranger Things is in the top 4.
Oh, okay.
At number 4.
I think number 1.
With 140 million views.
What's your guess?
Number 1, Squid Game.
Squid Games is in the top 3 twice. At number 3.
Oh, season 1 and 2?
Season 2 is number 3. Season 1 is number 1.
Yes. There
Squid
you go,
Game.
Kat.
Because everybody who watched season 2 went back and rewatched season 1.
265 million views for Squid Game. You know what just finished under Squid Game?
Tiger Nobody? King.
Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Season 1 of Wednesday.
That's so weird to me.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
My kids love it.
Office employees are interrupted by meetings. How often?
Ooh, for Kevin's sake, I'm going to keep it moving. He
Thank
hates
you.
Meetings. It's he doesn't want to talk about it at all.
It's as bad as you think it is, Kevin. Yep.
Then we don't need to know.
It's actually worse.
Oh, yeah. Keep
it
moving.
Our attention span drops to how long? How long do you think we could pay attention for?
Probably pretty
Three
low.
3 seconds.
3 seconds? Well, that's better. That's like a fish.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
47 seconds.
That sounds like a long second.
Our attention span is decreasing to 47 seconds. It used to be 75 seconds in 2012, but now, like,
because of
short-term videos, rapid content, things we post on the internet, 47 seconds is they're all going to get, that's all they give it to you.
Perfect.
Happy graduation. These are the 10 college degrees that pay the least.
Sure.
All right.
Radio.
Theology and religion at number 10, guys. Out of time. I'll finish it up real quick. Performing arts at number 3. General social sciences like youth counselor, teacher's aide.
Wow.
And then foreign language, like majoring in French, pays $40,000 a year.
That's hard, too.
Yeah, that doesn't pay well to help people learn a different language.
And radio, put that on there.
America.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Hannah's homeschool.
Hi, Dawn, how are you?
I'm doing good today. How about you?
We're doing all right. We're doing all right. You ready to take on Hannah and Hannah's homeschool?
Yes, I am.
Okay, really, it's Hannah, how are you doing today? The more important question.
My brain's warming up still, but I think we'll be able to get there.
All right, Dawn, doesn't sound like she's doing good like you, so I feel like we got a win coming your way, okay?
All righty.
All right, Hannah, leaving the room. She's going to not be able to hear the questions we ask you. We're going to ask you guys both the same questions. You got to get more right than Hannah. Tie does go towards Hannah's record, okay, Dawn?
All right.
All right. Who was the host of season 50 of Saturday Night Live's finale?
I do not even watch Saturday Night Live.
You don't know who the last host of Saturday Night Live?
Hey, give you a hint. She is married to a cast member.
I'm sure that helped you because you watch
you don't watch Saturday Night Live. You don't know.
Yeah, I have no clue. I don't even watch Saturday Night Live.
Okay, good. That was a great hint, Kevin. Well, no worries because the second question is about Saturday Night Live. Name one of the hosts of the Weekend Updates.
Ooh.
Also, the person who's married to the host. That was married to the host.
I have no clue.
You want to just take a guess?
The only thing that's coming to my mind is Jimmy Kimmel for some reason, but okay. I know that's wrong.
That's a good guess. Jimmy Kimmel. What's the name of the club that Chapel Roan dances at?
Pink Pony Club.
Boom. Which star at the age of 58 was on the cover of Sports Illustrated?
Can I get a hint?
Kevin, you want to give a hint for this one? Do you know who it is, Kevin?
I have a feeling it's a basketball player.
No, it was not. So Kevin does not know.
I do not know.
All right. So Kevin can't even give you a hint. Dawn, I will give you a hint. She was in the movie Desperado, famously.
Oh.
She was also in the movie Grown Ups.
I know what you're talking about.
That helped Kevin.
Yep.
Did it help you, Dawn?
Oh, I'm thinking of Grown Ups and I can't think of her name. She's a blonde.
She's not a blonde. Nope. We're off the wrong thing. Nope. But there is a blonde and a grown up, so okay. During Patrick Mahomes' charity auction, whose guitar did Travis Kelce bid on, but then dropped out because, I quote, I just realized I already have that.
Taylor Swift?
Yeah, he bid on a Taylor Swift autographed guitar. All right, 2 out of 5. There's some tricky ones. We'll see how Hannah navigates and see how she does, okay?
All right.
Hannah's home school.
All right, Hannah's walking back into the room. We're ready to ask her 5 pop culture questions for Hannah's home school. We just got done asking Dawn her questions. Dawn, tell her how many you got right.
I only got 2 out of 5.
How did you feel about the questions?
I think she might be better than me.
She's like, the questions sucked. Brett wrote them.
Right.
All right, I'm going to ask you the same questions I asked Dawn. You got to get at least 2 out of 5, Hannah. Who was the season finale host of Saturday Night Live for season 50?
Season finale host. Oh, any hints?
She was married to a cast member.
Tina Fey?
No.
What?
No.
No.
She is a cast member.
She was
a cast member.
Okay, right. Next.
Scarlett Johansson.
Okay.
Who is the host of the weekend updates?
These are hard.
I only asked Dawn to give me one. I'll let you get away with just one, too. The castmate member that Scarlett Johansson is married to is one of the hosts the weekend updates, by the way.
I actually don't know. I can't think
of thought this was common knowledge.
Colin, thank you. Well, that makes me feel a little bit better.
Colin Jost and Michael Che.
Yes.
Nope.
Okay. Well, now we need these last 3, Hannah.
Hey, okay, I'm getting scared.
What's the name of the club that Chapel Roan dances at?
Pink Pony Club.
There we go. Which star at the age of 58 is on the cover of SI? At age 58? It's not too late for you, Kevin.
I can see her beautiful face, but her name constantly slips my mind.
Don't know it?
No.
Salma Hayek.
Salma Hayek.
Knew that.
All right. So now you need this question
to tie.
2 out of 5. You only have a 1, Hannah. Welcome back.
Wow.
During Patrick Mahomes' charity auction, whose guitar did Travis Kelce bid on, but then dropped out because he said, quote, I just realized I already have that. All on the line. Travis Kelce at Patrick Mahomes' auction.
Okay, I'm gonna
should have been locked in on this.
I'm going to say Taylor Swift.
Just because?
Just because.
You don't know, you're just
Chiefs
guessing?
Tie.
It is Taylor Swift.
Wow.
He bid on Taylor Swift autographed guitar at an auction and then realized that someone else could have it. He's like, all right, I could get one of those and already got a few of them.
Yeah. I mean, what a rough day at school. I can tell it's about to be summer.
Dawn, you hung in there and tied, Hannah, even with the 2 out of 5. So good job with the tie.
Hey, at least I didn't get beat. I tied.
Yeah, that's fair. That's right.
Yeah.
But a tie does go towards Hannah's record. So you do have to say this is Dawn, and I kind of got schooled by Hannah.
This is Dawn, and I kind of got schooled by Hannah.
Hannah's home school.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's give you the Mega Mind question of the day. 12% of people who are dating say that if they saw this on social media, they would immediately consider it a deal breaker if it was their hobby.
I stand so firm on this in saying video gaming.
12% of people say if they see their gamer, they're done. Deal breaker.
You're done.
Kevin.
Well, I have to call out my own hobby, and I think even more than 12% would say no, but I think anybody who's an action figure collector,
Kevin.
I think you'd say no.
Dang,
no.
Kevin called out himself.
Yep. I think my wife would have said, yep.
If the social media was around back then, I would have known.
Exactly. I would have known what I got into.
I'm going to be very specific with mine, and I'm going to say shirtless gym pictures.
Hey! Hannah likes guys who take
immediate
shirtless. Hannah's like, if you are indoors and you don't take your shirt off to work out, we just can't be dating.
Mm-hmm.
Someone's got it right, guys.
Ooh.
Is it Hannah's mans who likes to take off their shirt? Is it the gamers, or is it Kevin? That answer's coming away in 2 songs.
Mega Minds.
Got the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day because someone in the room knows about deal breakers. According to 12% of people, they said if they're dating and they saw this on social media that this was their hobby, it would be an immediate deal breaker. Hannah, you said?
I said video games, and I stand by that.
Kevin?
I said action figure collecting. I do it. And I stand by it.
And I said shirtless gym pics.
Shots fired at Hannah's type.
Mm-hmm.
It is not Hannah's type.
Dang.
People Ooh, are into
probably
Hannah's
Probably more
type.
Than 12%.
Oh, wow. That's what you think. Yeah.
No.
So down comes down to, is it Kevin who is a deal breaker, or is it the gamers that Hannah just cannot stand? Who do you think got it right, AB?
I think it's Hannah because it's more generic.
Unfortunately, it's Kevin.
Really? Yeah, I knew it!
Action figures.
I knew it!
12% of people said if they saw someone collected action figures, they would be an immediate
That's
deal
right.
breaker.
Kev, they don't know what they're missing out on. No, they don't.
No, they do, you know, because now it's become even more expensive because of the tariffs.
Kevin is G.I.
Now they're more valuable, Kev.
No, they're not.
Kevin is G.I. Joe's.
That's right. So when my wife does divorce me, you know why.
It was because of your action
That's
figures.
That's right. I had to release her from my kung fu grip.
Mega Minds!
AB has incriminating evidence on her phone of me. We are commercial free on the Brett Maga Show, and we had to take a work trip to Kansas City because the show, you can hear the Brett Maga Show in Kansas City because of the magic of radio. And so we went for some meetings in Kansas City. And when we road tripped, we went to like Kansas City Barbecue. It was famous Joe's Barbecue. Went there for lunch. And AB legitimately has the world's worst picture of me of all time.
I look at it every day.
Shut up. No, you don't.
It's so funny.
It's so funny.
No.
This is the thing with I have this smaller camera. And it's touchscreen, and everybody always forgets, including myself, that it's touchscreen. So we were just taking pictures of us eating, and then I don't know if it was me or our boss, but somebody touched the screen, and it took this photo of Brett.
No. AB strategically set up a camera, like a tripod, in a corner area, wait till I was taking a big old bite of a barbecue sandwich.
Tongue out for some reason.
Tongue out.
Tongue is tonguing.
Stop! Guys! So this is what I want to happen. I want you to delete the photo forever, and I want people to know and hear that you're deleting the photo.
I
want to
post it.
No.
It's funny.
I never get embarrassed. I am never, like, nervous. This is the most embarrassing, worst photo I've ever taken in my life.
I have not seen it.
Thank God, Kevin.
May
she
I
keeps,
see it?
She goes, no. Do not show, show it to Kevin.
Let me pull it up real quick.
Do not show
Brett
it to Kevin.
Brett is deep-throating a pulled pork
Stop!
Sandwich.
You can't even say that on the radio. Stop. Yes. Oh, my God. I am just trying to enjoy my barbecue sandwich. I was sabotaged. I need you to delete
Here it is, Kevin.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Kevin! You got to post that.
No, Kevin! Guys!
Oh, my God.
Okay. This is terrible. This is the world's worst photo. It's the worst photo
why
ever.
Why is your tongue out so far?
Yeah, why are you eating it
Because the barbecue
like
was... Because I was actually indulging...
Were you eating it or were you doing something else?
Stop doing this to
well,
me,
Well, you know,
guys.
I mean, I guess not in defense, but maybe they won't know it's you because you're wearing sunglasses.
Kevin.
No, it has Brett Mega all over it.
All right, I will make you... Let's do this. Let's make a deal. One of us has to win. We post the photo... If we get 30 Instagram followers in 30 minutes.
Okay.
If we don't get 30 Instagram followers, the people don't want to see this. They think it's disgusting. They think it's terrible. They have my back. They think, oh, we're not going to embarrass them. Then we delete the photo for life, and I can no longer... Because AB will randomly just send it in, out of nowhere. All of a sudden,
sometimes I'm just thinking about that
like
picture.
A meme.
Right, yeah.
Out of nowhere, I'll just, boop, all of a sudden it'll be on my phone, and I'm like, taunting me.
You know,
so it gets deleted for life, so I can no longer be taunted. Or we get 30 followers in 30 minutes.
Guys, and don't make me
it.
Delete this.
You don't want to delete this. This is what
No, don't, Kevin. This is,
I want it framed.
This is like for barbecue season.
Guys.
You know, this is like, look.
No.
Do you want this guy at your next barbecue?
I have never said this before on the radio, but do not follow the Brett Mega Show on Instagram.
No, follow us. 30 followers so we can post this thing. At Brett Mega Show on Instagram. I have my iPad up. I will be counting how many people follow us, and if we get 30, we are posting that photo immediately, and also probably getting it framed to put in the studio.
Deal. 30
Make a
followers.
Burner account. It's not that hard. I have like 8 of them.
Yeah, we got a couple.
Yeah.
30 followers in 30 minutes. We will count
Uh-oh,
the new
Brett.
Follows.
Ooh.
Stop. No, stop following us.
They're Whatever. Funneling in.
Do not click it. Brett Maga Show with 1T. Do not follow it. 30 followers in 30 minutes, or the photo gets deleted for life. AB and I also have another bone to pick with each other. This entire trip was like AB was like out to get me. I'll explain what she did to me, but she sabotaged me in front of one of the biggest meetings we had in Kansas City.
She showed him that picture.
I want to say this in the nicest way possible. I hate you. I hate you all.
I love you all. Stop it. You guys are the best.
No, you suck. I don't know why you listen to this show. It's over. We're breaking up. We're on the... Hannah's still counting over there. So AB has the world's worst picture of me. We were at Joe's Barbecue. We had a work trip in Kansas City. So we went to Famous Joe's, went there for lunch. I'm just trying to eat my barbecue sandwich and enjoy it, indulge in it. And AB strategically set up a camera to take the world's worst picture. Why did you eat your barbecue? Why were you taking pictures of me while I was enjoying my barbecue?
My camera just so happened to be touchscreen.
So yeah, just accidentally.
And it just happened.
Yeah, just accidentally.
God was on our side with that picture.
AB then has now just taunted me ever since that Friday trip. Literally out of nowhere, I'll just receive it. I'll just look down in the middle of the night. I'll wake up, roll over at 2 o'clock in the morning, and the photo and a photo will just be there. I'll be like hanging out with my kids, and boom, it'll just show up. Mm-hmm. It just taunts me. And so I made her a deal. I said, delete the picture. She said, no. I said, you get 30 followers in 30 minutes, or it gets deleted for life. I thought people would be nice and have this get deleted. How many people followed the show in 3 minutes?
122
Shut up.
Wow.
Why? Why do you guys want to see this picture
There's
of me?
There's 122 people listening right
I
now?
I didn't know.
Yeah. I know. Wait, that kind of scares me.
I had zero. Yeah. No, that's like AB's family. Yeah, like, I this is crazy. It's 122 people followed.
Oh, I just posted it.
Did you know you didn't?
Yes, I did.
A deal is a deal. The picture is posted.
It's on our feed.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be a story.
No, that's a feed post. And guys, we are framing this.
It's a feeding
I'm dead.
Post.
This will live on our page forever now.
He said,
Why are you guys doing this to me?
You did it to yourself. Thank you guys for following us.
If you want to see the most embarrassing and worst photo of all time, go to the Brett Mega Show on Instagram. You suck. AB really is my arch nemesis on this trip, though. Find out what she did to me to embarrass me even more in front of everybody after Hozier. I feel like AB went out to Kansas City for a work trip and tried to sabotage me. She has just posted the world's most embarrassing, worst picture of me on our Instagram page. And then Hannah is a freaking jerk and posted it on our feed, too, as well. So if you want to see... What people are saying is me violating barbecue.
You guys, I mean, your comments are literally killing me. Like, AB and I are peeing our pants in the studio right now.
Go to our Instagram page, The Brett Maga Show on Instagram. Not only did AB strategically, because she does all of our photos and videos, so I know this was done with a purpose, take this stupid photo of me where I'm eating barbecue and it's the world's worst picture, then taunt me with it like she was in a scary movie where it would just keep popping up. Not only did she do that, but the reason we went to Kansas City is we had a bunch of big meetings. You know, the show is heard in Kansas City because of the magic of radio. And we had a meeting in front of 20, 30 people or whatever it is, all these big salespeople, marketing people, all these big wigs or whatever. And right before the meeting, I had texted Hannah and I said, oh my God, Hannah, I forgot Summer Moon Coffee is in Kansas City. I lived in Texas for a long time and it's from Austin, Texas. And they have a few of them in Dallas where I lived. And Kansas City's got two locations. I was like, oh my God, I haven't had Summer Moon since I left Texas 4 years ago. And I quote, what did I say here? Quote, it is America's best coffee.
Yeah, you said you had been waiting for it for years. This is what you were looking forward to. You hyped me up so much for it.
And the menu is very confusing because they have a secret ingredient. It's called their moon milk. They don't reveal the ingredients to the moon milk, so it can't be replicated. And how you order is basically how much moon milk you want in your coffee. Mm-hmm. So it's like a full moon, a half moon, and it's kind of play on the moon. And I go, Hannah, don't even worry about the menu. If you want a coffee, I got it. And I ordered it for you because this is how much I loved the moon milk. This is how much I love Summer Moon. I walk into the meeting and I say, oh, Hannah, I left yours at a different table, but I got my coffee. I took a sip of it and it tasted like paradise. It tasted like heaven. It had come back to me, and I had missed it for 4 years. It was the taste of just absolute perfection on my tongue. And immediately I put my drink down, and then what did you do, AB, you big gold jerk?
I would like to preface with my work bag is very heavy, okay?
Oh, no.
And earlier that day, Hannah had to carry my bag for me at one point. My boss had to carry me. Both of them are like, oh, my gosh, what do you have in this thing? Like, genuinely, it's very heavy. And I went, it was on the table next to Brett's coffee, didn't know the coffee was there, and I went to put it on the ground. And when I pick it up, I have to, like, really pick it up. And so I whacked Brett's coffee in front of the entire sales team. We were up front, whacked the coffee, and it went everywhere.
Flew in the air.
No. I mean, guys.
Not only did she, hold on, but not only did she whack, she did it with such aggression. It was clearly targeted.
It's so heavy. No,
it wasn't because it was heavy. She targeted me. This entire trip, AB has went out with it just to target me. She tried to take the world's worst photo of me. I get my perfect coffee. She just knocked it out like she was throwing a drink at me like I like betrayed her at the bar.
I mean, as a bystander in this act, you guys know I always side with AB. She's my girl, ride or die. You really were out for Brett.
What like, did I do to you? Oh,
I mean, it wasn't just a spill. Yes. It was a assault to his Summer Moon coffee. You whacked it, and it was all over the carpet. Like, it was everywhere.
Also,
I, like, cried.
And I've never. Brett is, like, a pretty, like, laissez-faire dude, super chill. I've never seen Brett so excited for something ever.
No!
Yeah.
And it was vanished.
I will say
quickly.
Also, though, so I whacked it off. The coffee goes flying. I didn't realize it was me. And I go, Brett!
I heard you say that. Yeah, you blamed me. I heard
and
you
Brett
say
looked
that.
At me and was like, are you kidding me? And I go, oh, was that me? Yeah.
Just destroyed the coffee.
We left a stain on that carpet, too. Yeah. We left our mark in that building.
Here's the last part that also became the worst thing. Hannah, who had never had this, and I picked up a coffee for her to try. She goes, before she has, she goes, I'll split mine with you to like try to make me feel better. We knock out this presentation, this meeting. Hannah goes over to the other table where I left her Summer Moon. She takes one sip of it. And Hannah, what was your reaction?
This is the best coffee I've ever had in my life.
Wow.
And I'm a pretty big coffee snob. Like, I'm pretty picky on my coffee. I didn't know, like, Brett and I don't have the same type of coffee taste, so I didn't know if I was going to get, like, the Summer Moon hype that he did, but I think I might have gotten it more. Brett received zero.
Zero!
I sucked that
zero
thing
sips.
Down. It was gone.
Son of a gun.
I have nothing. I can't even defend myself at this point.
After
you need to drive back to Kansas City and get him a Summer Moon. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I will see you in 4 hours. Messed up. AB literally was out to get me on this entire trip. Yeah. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Talking about messy, Post Malone's personal life right now is a little messy. I'll tell you why in just 3 minutes.
It's going down, down, woo! Baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is ready, so here we go.
So I feel like on the outside, it really looks like Post Malone is like popping off right now. He's had like great musical success. He's on literally, not kidding, big ass tour right now with Jelly Roll. Things like look on the outside to be going really well for him, but we just found out that on the inside and in his personal life, he's going through this humongous custody battle over his daughter with his ex-wife. So Post Malone wants to keep his daughter in Utah. That's where they're from. That's where he wants her to stay. But his ex-wife wants to move the daughter out to LA with her. And there it's like a huge thing. They're like pulling strings. Post is arguing that like his daughter was like born and raised in Utah and that the nanny's there. And then the wife is like, okay, it needs to be with the mom, like me and the mom and all the stuff. So it's just incredibly ugly.
How old do you know how old this kid is? I forget. It's like she's like 2, I think. They just had that baby not too long ago.
Yeah, but they're like signing the kid up for activities in different states to be like, oh, well, you know, she has gymnastics, so she can't be with you.
And she's 3.
I was just going to Google it too.
Yeah, it's getting pretty messy, which I hate. And then I saw a comment that someone was like, oh, the mom is choosing to like try and fight this in California because apparently that's the state that gives the best child support. So it could be a money thing. So I don't know if that's true, but that seems ultra messy.
It does. So a couple of things. It does seem kind of crappy that like the kid is getting dragged in the middle of this and they're using his weapon. It happens so many times, whether it's a celebrity divorce or not. So it does suck. I do think like you question this custody issue because Post Malone is on tour.
And
so I worry that like a tour is not a place for a kid ever.
No.
So like, is Post Malone going to stop touring and then go to Utah? Is this for afterwards? Like, I do question like what we know about Post Malone is this party like atmosphere that he creates on tour is not a place for him to be raising a 3-year-old. Also, it does feel like, yeah, I want to move my kid to California and LA, and that, you know, that doesn't seem like she has the best intentions either. So it is really, it's just really interesting the way they're weaponizing each other, and Post Malone being who Post Malone is a crazy situation.
Yeah, and I thought it was really curious that he was like, but the nanny lives in Utah. Like, okay, we're talking about the child either being with their parent or not. Like, the nanny to me does not seem like a relevant point to bring up in this custody battle, but well, I guess they're doing anything.
I think they're saying that this is who the child has built a relationship with, the taking care of them, and then they'll have to get a new nanny and that'd be a new addition to the child's life. So Post Malone saying, I want to create consistency and stabilize the home. That's great if that was the case, but he's on tour. So
yeah.
Like,
I know,
can you
yeah.
be stable? Like, is it going to, is the child going to stay in Utah? Because you're not in Utah.
I told you guys this was messy. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Love that song from Alex Warren. You can win tickets to Alex Warren if you just go online to Y98.com. Chance to win some tickets. I want to know if anyone else out there had their significant other travel when they were late in their pregnancy. 314-531-9898. Your significant other was out of town when you were late in your pregnancy. They weren't there when you were giving birth. You went into labor or anything like that. 314-531-9898. We've been joking around and laughing a lot about like the fun that we had when we went to Kansas City for a work trip, because the show could be heard in Kansas City because of, you know, the magic of radio and things like that. And we had some meetings there, and my wife is like super pregnant. So they're like, can you be in Kansas City? And I was like, yeah, I can. But I was like nervous because anything can happen. Like, we're at the point in the pregnancy where like anything can happen. And you're kind of like on baby watch. So
it happened right now.
So I was nervous being in Kansas City the entire time. I was like checking my phone, like everything okay, things are good. 314-531-9890. Because there was a part of me that like felt guilty, I wanted to be everywhere with like multiple places at once. AB, didn't your dad go to the Super Bowl late in the game?
My mom was induced so that my dad could go to the Super
Bowl. Oh. So he didn't leave, though.
He didn't leave.
Dang, oh. I thought I had another dude with me, at least, going, well, I was at the Super Bowl, and she was... So nobody out there, huh?
No, I'm trying to
think. Thanks, Kev. No.
I don't believe so, you know, and both of my were C-sections. Now, Kennedy came unexpectedly. She came early, but Sarah's water broke when she was teaching, and I was I was at home. I drove over, picked her up, and we went to the hospital. So there was no like...
Way to be there for your family, Kevin.
Yeah, sorry.
She was literally teaching a class of children and her water broke?
It was like right after school.
Oh,
yeah.
I would never forget
right
that.
After school?
Right after school.
All right. Where were you when you went into labor, and where was your significant other? Am I the only one who travels this late in the game? 314-531-9898. Did your significant other have to travel when you were late in your pregnancy? That's what I had to do. And there was a part of me that had like this cloud over my head because my wife was like super pregnant and we had to go on a work trip to Kansas City. 314-531-9898. Where were you at when you were super pregnant, and where was your significant other? Let's go to Kelly. Kelly, where were you at when you were induced, and where was your significant other at?
Yeah, so I was in pharmacy school at the time, and I had to schedule my delivery around my finals. My doctor worked with me, and I delivered a week early, but they induced me. And while I was getting induced, my husband was at an optometry school, and he was taking his finals at the time. So luckily, he got there by the time the baby was born. But yes, I had to go through the induction and everything by myself. So
that sucks. Man. And like, talk about like like you feeling alone, and then him probably in panic mode as he's taking the finals.
Right, exactly.
He's like trying to rush everything.
I didn't even write my name.
Yeah, it was our second one, so it wasn't as big of a deal. But
don't tell your first. Don't tell your second one that.
Exactly,
like, yeah, it wasn't as big of a
deal.
Thank you.
Yeah, but no problem. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, we appreciate it, Kelly. Kate, late in the game with your pregnancy, what happened?
I was 36 weeks pregnant and moved from Wichita, Kansas, here to St. Louis.
Dang.
My job had an opportunity, so we went for it. And my daughter's dad, he didn't bat an eyelash. He knew better than to make me cry at this point. So, he packed everything. He loaded the U-Haul.
Wow.
He was phenomenal. We put two cats and our pit bull in the front seat of the U-Haul. And we drove. Took us like 10 hours to get here.
Wow. Do you, it was your job opportunity that happened?
Yes.
Wow. Good for anyone to give it like that job opportunity. You hear so many horror stories.
Right.
Of the reversal, like companies weren't lacked understanding. Way to find a company that did have understanding and then your significant other to make it happen too. To you guys all working together.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I have the best support system. My little girl turns 3 in July, and we're just thriving here. It was the best decision we've ever made.
Good. Mm-hmm.
There you go. See, I didn't have moving boxes or anything like that. I had that going for me.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Put 2 minutes on the clock. I'll read some headlines that are trending, and Hannah either tells me keep it moving, I got to go gamble, or she'll say tell me more. I need more details on that story. Flying cars have officially arrived, Hannah.
I cannot believe we're at this time, but I need to know more details.
The first ever mass-produced flying car is coming in 2026. They have already been approved in Europe. They're hoping to get an approval in the U.S. in the fall of 2026, but they are basically a sports car with retractable wings that can hover and get lifted off in the air. They do need a runway, and you do need a pilot's license, and they will run you about $800,000.
Oh, that's good.
But flying cars will now exist in 2026.
They are here. Right?
Yep. And LA announced that flying cars will be a way of transportation in the 2028 Olympics.
That's insane.
Yes, they announced that aircraft capable of carrying 4 passengers, 10 to 20 minute flights that'll just fly to and from like SoFi to LAX because LA traffic is so bad for people with Olympic traffic, they're going to be using flying cars in 2028. To help with the LA traffic. So literally at the Olympics, you're going to be seeing cars flying over LA
traffic.
That's
insane.
Isn't that crazy? What do women expect from men on a first date?
Tell me.
Literally everything.
Yeah.
That's what they said. Most women want the man to lead the dating experience by suggesting date activities, logistics, lead the conversation. Mm-hmm. They want them to pay for the date. They want them to make the romantic moves. The man on the first date is supposed to be in charge of all of the planning, all of the pain, all of it.
Yeah.
What the hell? Wow. It's really hard to be a man, you know?
Oh, give me a break. Whatever.
All the Brads in New Zealand got a free quarter pounder thanks to Brad Pitt.
Why?
Okay, so I don't know if you guys saw this. This happened around Easter that Brad Pitt was actually trying to get. It was an Easter Sunday. Brad Pitt was in McDonald's drive-thru, and this guy ran up to him. He's like, yo, Brad Pitt, can I get a selfie with you? And it was a little bit awkward. He's like, yeah. And then he asked him to say hi to his dad for him, and he did. But Brad Pitt clearly did not want to. But the video went viral. McDonald's saw it and said, okay, for like one specific day, if your name is Brad and you sign up, we'll give you a free quarter pounder.
That's great. That's, yeah. When's AB day?
Yeah. Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Is there something your office does for team bonding that is just so much fun that you just want to brag about? We all do what together? 314-531-9898. What are some things that you guys do as an office that is fun, like a game or some sort? When Hannah, myself, and AB were in Kansas City for a work trip, we went there for some work meetings, and we thought it was just going to be all meetings, but we found out that the entire office, every Wednesday and Friday, plays left, right, center. And they gamble left, right, center with money.
I thought we were sworn to secrecy about this.
Yeah, we were told not to talk about this.
Oh, never mind.
We got to be careful.
Okay. All right, so they don't play left, right, center, and they don't gamble. Hannah was literally threw stacks of dollar bills at the table. Yo, play left, right, center. Bam. She had the money down on the table so fast.
When I heard that they did that. I thought that they were just trying to mess with me because they know I'm like obsessed with gambling. But then all of a sudden we walked into this room and it was like my heaven. It was awesome.
They were so into it. They were cheering. Yeah. They had a record board. The other thing that I wanted to point out that they did that I thought was cool and that maybe some other offices do is they had a mini golf course they had set up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they work there, actually,
with
now
like
that we're talking.
Books and toilet paper rolls.
It was
and,
like a makeshift one made with office materials. And then you got to like putt around and keep score. AB was good.
AB was really good.
AB like probably had one of the highest scores, and you get to keep score like a mini golf course.
Yeah, they had a scoreboard wall of that, too.
Yeah.
I'm pretty good at golf, guys.
Who knew?
Sporty.
What are things that you do at your office that is really, really fun for team bonding? Some kind of activities that you guys all do? 314-531-9898. I worked at a building that did a big deal for the mini golf. They would build it around the office. And then the winner got like a green jacket for the Masters.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's funny.
And they won a trip. Like airline flights for $400 or $500 worth of flights, and it would pay for your flight to anywhere you wanted to go. That was what was on the line. People loved it. They're obsessed. They would talk about it all the time.
Also, if anyone has another gambling office pool, please let me know. I would love to join.
We have the March Madness one.
We have the March Madness office
pool. That's not gambling.
There wasn't enough stakes for you?
No.
Okay.
We've done Nerf gun fights.
Oh, that's
here
fun.
In the office. We used to have a foosball table.
They took that away because of you, huh, Kevin?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think it was too distracting.
314-531-9898. Thanks so much for being part of our little family here on the Brett Mega Show. We appreciate you going commercial free with us every single day at this time. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
A new toy is joining in the Toy Story family. I'll tell you all about it and who's voicing it over at 8:35.
It's going down, down, woo! Baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby.
So usually I'm not like the biggest Disney girl, but when I found out they were releasing a Toy Story 5, you best believe I got like really excited.
Are you? I'm not excited for.
Oh, stop.
Four was great.
I don't think I've seen two. They've all been good.
Oh, three
is
incredible. Awesome.
Three is great, but
Forky was a little laggy.
Four is terrible with like
scary.
Buzz leaving, and yeah, it was just weird.
Well, you might get excited because they are welcoming a new toy to the family, and it's going to be voiced over by none other than
Conan O'Brien here. I've got big news. I'm going to be in Toy Story 5. Isn't that crazy? Legendary franchise. These films are amazing. I can't believe this.
Yeah, so Conan O'Brien is going to be voicing over the new character in Toy Story 5. His character is going to be called Smarty Pants, and low-key sounds like a villain, but I'm here for it.
Yeah, it does kind of seem like he could be a bad guy, yeah.
We don't know too much really about the premise of Toy Story 5, other than that the toys are going to be like taking on modern-day kids and electronics, which to me just sounds like a depressing ending waiting to happen. They don't need us anymore. It's not that the kids are growing up. Yeah. It's that they're young and they don't care about us anymore.
I mean, I'm sure they're going to do it in the like Disney Pixar way that they do it, but it does feel like kids are going to be like, yeah, we heard you, but you lost.
Right, yeah.
Maybe Smarty Pants. Okay, here's my prediction. Smarty Pants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Chance is going to be some sort of electronic since he's smart. So maybe he'll be like AI or something. And
he's
nobody
the
will
iPad,
like it.
Just swabbling around.
iPad. That'd be so funny.
That's what I think he'll be.
He's waddling around like a penguin.
It. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. That's my prediction. I guess we'll have to see in June of 2026 when this comes out.
Okay.
This is Vivianna's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's see if you can get the Mega Mind question of the day correct here on the Brett Mega Show. I feel like we can all use some random small acts of kindness, especially if with everything that happened with the tornado and the devastation that's hit our community. So here's the Megamind question of the day. Study on random acts of kindness found this to be the most common one.
I think it's paying it forward, like when you're in a drive-thru and you pay for the person behind you.
How many times have you done that?
Actually, a couple. I went through a phase during COVID where I was doing that a lot.
All right. Most common one, though, Kevin.
Okay, the most common one. Gosh.
I need to do that again.
Is holding the door open, is that an act of kindness? Because if it's not that, then I would say letting somebody cut in front of you in the grocery line. Because right. You have, you know.
Mr. Kind over here. Which answer are you submitting?
He has so many options.
I need a submission.
I think it's holding the door open.
Okay, holding the door open, okay?
I feel like it's texting someone and telling them you're thinking of them.
One person got it correct.
Whoa! Mm.
Who do you think got it right, guys?
Me.
Hannah, Kevin, or AB? 314-531-9890. I'll tell you who's the most kind person in the studio. So Hannah's up. 848.
Mega Minds.
All right, we have the answer to the Megamind question of the day on the Brett Mega Show. A study on random acts of kindness found this to be the most common one. Hannah, your guess was?
I said paying it forward.
Kevin, who is Mr. Kind over here, had a million different ones, but submitted what?
I settled on holding open the door.
All right, AB?
And I said texting someone and saying you're thinking of them.
Hannah's sister, Sarah, has an opinion on who got it right. Who do you think got it right, Sarah?
So I have to agree with Kevin. I, as you know, have two small kids, and that random act of kindness means so much when people hold open the door for me. But the worst thing is when people don't say thank you back. But anyway,
I love how you called in one to say that, like, Kevin is clearly the most kind person on the show.
Yeah, not your sister. I love how you side with anyone but me.
Love you, Hannah.
But I think she pointed out just how thankful most people are when that little random act of kindness of holding the door open for somebody means to them, because that is correct.
Wow.
The most common random act of kindness is holding open the door for somebody.
Well, you're more than welcome. Thank you again, Sarah, for picking me.
Yeah, he's making
sister.
Sure to say thank you.
Have a great day.
You too. You too. We'll hold the door open for you. Hannah, hold the door open for your sister more often. Come on.
Right. She's got two little kids.
Yeah, come on, Hannah.
Mega Minds.
I had a nice little road trip to Kansas City for a work trip, and Hannah got to ride to Kansas City with AB. She rode home with me. Probably two completely different experiences because AB and I are both very different. Going to Kansas City on the way there, knowing that you were going to do that, I know Hannah was dreading driving back with me. I'm hoping mainly it's only because I didn't have AC.
Right.
My car doesn't have AC. It's like so expensive to fix. And I'm like, I only use that car to drive to and from work. Every other time I'm driving, I drive our family car for with my kids and stuff like that. We have a van. So I'm like, well, I can make it to and from work. It's like, I live like in Brentwood. It's like 10 minutes away. And so I'm not going to get this thing fixed. And Hannah's like, you're not going to get it fixed? I'm like, yeah, dreading it. And then you drove to Kansas City with AB and you experienced murder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
it
what
was,
happens?
It
Explain
was the
this.
First time what? For me. So AB was driving. I was in the passenger seat and we just like worked all day or whatever. And so I was kind of like falling asleep. Well, then all of a sudden I hear something like, and then his hands were wrapped around my neck and the knife dragged across my bare skin. And I was like, what
that's
the
how you,
hell?
That's how you
that's
woke
how
up?
I was falling asleep or waking up. And AB was listening to murder.
What were you listening to?
Just
why was
my light summer reading?
What do you mean?
Hannah was asleep, so I was like, okay, I'll pop on my audiobook. And it was the last like three chapters of this like murder mystery. So of course it's the most intense. And this girl's getting like strangled from behind and she's being locked in a basement and all this stuff. And I'm like, I swear, if you would have listened 20 minutes ago, like there was a love triangle going on, like all this stuff. But Hannah just so happened to wake up to someone getting strangled.
Yeah. And
that
I
was a love triangle.
And
it did not go well.
AB was listening to it in like faster speed. So it was like, dragged across my neck. I'm dead. Bye. Which is.
What's this? Is that really how it sounded?
Which is like so weird AB. Because
I do not think it's fast at all. And so when Hannah said that, I was like, what? I didn't even realize.
Oh, wow. I was like, is this what she does in the car?
So how was driving back with me? I didn't have anything going on with strangling.
There was no sped up murder in your car. And honestly, like, guys, I did have a lot of anxiety thinking about the ride home because of the sweat.
It, yeah,
but it actually was quite enjoyable. And I was planning on sleeping the whole time, but we just talked and it was nice.
Hannah and I talked for like 4 hours straight just about life and friends, family,
it
the
was
show,
good.
Things.
No murder.
No murder. So basically, you had
so
a better.
It was really boring.
No, she had a better time driving with me. How does that make you feel? If you had to choose, let's do that. You have to choose one of the rides.
AB and I had Chick-fil-A, so I have to ride with her.
AB's car has air conditioning. I think that was
AB
the
has
one.
The craziest audiobook
Brett
ever.
And no AC, or me with AC and murder.
AC and murder.
What the hell? I thought for sure I was going to win. I get no respect, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.